This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 23, Mr. Rabbit and Mr. Bear.
"There was one season," said Uncle Remus, pulling thoughtfully at his whiskers, "when Brer Fox say to hisself that he spec he better whirl in and plant a goober patch. And in dem days, mon, hit was tetch and go. De word wa'n't mowin' out of his mouth fo' de ground was broked up and de goobers was planted. Old Brer Rabbit, he sot off and watched de motions, he did, and he sort of shet one eye and sing to his chillens, 'Tie ye dungly, hide 'em pee, I pick 'em pee, hit crow in the ground, hit crow so free, tie ye dem goober pee.' Sho' enough, when goobers begun to ripen up, every time Brer Fox go down to his patch, he find where somebody been grabbed amongst the vines, and he get mighty mad. He sort of spec who the somebody is, but old Brer Rabbit, he cover his tracks so cute that Brer Fox don't know how to catch him. Bye-bye, one day Brer Fox take a walk all round the ground pea patch, and 'twant long fo' he find a crack in the fence where the rail done been rubbed right smooth, and right thar he sot him a trap. He took and bend down a hickory sapling growing in the fence corner, and tie one end of a plow line on the top, and in the other end he fix a loop knot, and that he fastened with a trigger right in the crack. Next morning, when old Brer Rabbit come slipping along and crope through the crack, the loop knot caught him behind the forelegs, and the sapling flewed up, and dar he was, twixt the heavens and the earth. Dar he swung, and he feared he'd gwine to fall, and he feared he wa'n't gonna fall. While he was a-fixin' up a tail for Brer Fox, he hear a lumberin' down the road, and presently here come old Brer B'ar amblin' long from where he'd been takin' a bee tree. Brer Rabbit, he hail him. "Howdy, Brer B'ar!" Brer B'ar, he look round, and by and by he see Brer Rabbit swinging from the sapling, and he holler out, "Hey-o, Brer Rabbit! How you come on this morning?" "Much obliged. I'm middling, Brer B'ar," says Brer Rabbit, says he. Then Brer B'ar, he asks Brer Rabbit what he doing up dar in the elements. And Brer Rabbit, he up and say he making dollar a minute. Brer B'ar, he say, "How?" Brer Rabbit say he keeping crows out of Brer Fox's ground pea patch. Then he asks Brer B'ar if he don't want to make dollar a minute, 'cause he got a big family of chillens fur to take care of. And then he makes such nice scarecrow. Brer B'ar allowed it he'd take the job. And then Brer Rabbit show him how to bend down the sapling, and 'twant long fo' Brer B'ar was swinging up there in Brer Rabbit's place. Then Brer Rabbit, he put out for Brer Fox's house. And when he got dar, he sing out, "Brer Fox, oh, Brer Fox, come out here, Brer Fox, and I'll show you the man what been stealing your goobers." Brer Fox, he grab up his walking stick, and both of them went running back down to the goober patch. And when he got dar, sure enough, there was old Brer B'ar. "Oh, yes, you is caught, isn't ya?" says Brer Fox. And before Brer B'ar can explain, Brer Rabbit, he jump up and down and holler out, "Hit him in the mouth, Brer Fox! Hit him in the mouth!" And Brer Fox, he draw back with the walking cane, and blip, he took him. And every time Brer B'ar tried to explain, Brer Fox shower down on him. While all this is going on, Brer Rabbit, He'd slip off and get in a mud hole and just laugh till his eyes be sticking out, cause he knowed that Brer B'ar'd be coming after him. Sure enough, by and by, here come Brer B'ar down the road, and when he get to the mud hole, he say, "Howdy, Brer Frog. Is you seen Brer Rabbit go by here?" "He just gone by," says Brer Rabbit, and old man B'ar took off down the road like a scared mule, and Brer Rabbit, he'd come out and dry hisself in the sun and go home to his family same as any other man. "The bear didn't catch the rabbit then?" inquired the little boy sleepily. "Jump up from dar, honey," exclaimed Uncle Remus by way of reply. "I ain't got no time for to be sitting here propping your eyelids open." End of chapter.